What would get you to stop driving alone to work? A better train or bus system? Bike lanes? A coworker who lives nearby and can carpool with you? Well, in Seattle, the answer appears to be in the way businesses charge employees to park at the office. David Gutman has been writing about this. He's transportation reporter for the Seattle Times. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So you looked at a couple of organizations in particular, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which opened a new headquarters in Seattle in 2011. What did they do to reduce driving alone?
Well, when they moved into this, or when they were building this new headquarters, the city told them, you know, you have to reduce the number of employees who are driving alone. This new location just can't handle all the traffic. And so they did several things. But one of the most, you know, easiest and most impactful things they did was they started charging for parking every day. So instead of charging a monthly rate, say $200 a month, they just divided the monthly rate by the number of workdays in the month and said, we're charging you the same amount, but you've got to make that decision to pay every day.
Hmm. And what kind of a difference did that make?
Along with the other changes they made, it made a huge difference. You know, before they moved into the new headquarters, they had nearly 90% of their employees driving to work alone every day. A year after they moved into their headquarters, it was about 40% of
Wow.
their employees driving alone to work. So the rate plunged.
And do we know why? Have people explained to you why that makes such a difference if the price is the same in the end?
I mean, they're not the only company that's done it, and I don't know if they have like a perfect explanation, but it just makes sense if you think about it. If you're paying $200 a month for parking, it's something that's set into your monthly budget. You don't even think about it. If you're paying $15 a day, you've got to think about that every day. I'm driving to work. I have to pay $15 just to leave my car. And it's just kind of another pain point every day. And the other thing is, if you're paying a monthly charge, the first day you drive that month, you're paying $200, and every day after that is free.
Right. So you want to get the most out of it after you've already made the investment.
Exactly. Once you drive that first day of the month, why would you consider taking the bus or carpooling or walking or biking any other day? You want to maximize your investment you've already paid.
Well, let's talk about that, because Seattle is a place where there are other options. People can get to work by bus or by biking. Not everywhere has that advantage.
Absolutely. That's the whole kind of background for this parking policy discussion, is that if people don't have other options, you know, it doesn't matter how much you nudge them or incentivize them toward not driving. If there's no other option, they're still going to drive. So in the city of Seattle, where lots of companies kind of do programs and incentives like this, only about a third of commuters drive alone to work every day. There's also pretty good bus service and light rail service in the city of Seattle and to the city of Seattle. When you look at surrounding cities, suburb cities, which oftentimes don't have as good or as reliable transit service, the rates of single car commuters are much higher.
There are laws behind some of what's going on in Seattle. Tell us about that. There are actual regulations that say that companies have to do certain things to try to reduce the amount of people who are driving alone to work.
Yeah, it's actually a state law, and it's been on the books since the early 1990s. Originally, it was to kind of an effort about, you know, to fight air pollution. And it basically says every kind of metro area in the state that might have traffic issues, which obviously includes Seattle, the city has to have a program where they work with large employers to get those employers to reduce the number of solo car commuters. And so here in Seattle, there's a nonprofit that's funded by some tax money, but also the kind of Downtown Business Association, which will go and, you know, send people to large employers to say, okay, what's your commuting program? Here's what other companies have done. Here's what we've found works. And these are some strategies you can use to kind of get people commuting in alternative ways.
How do you get to work?
Today, I'm riding my bike to work. I take the bus probably about half the time. It kind of depends on weather and my level of laziness.
But you never drive.
I never drive. It's too expensive to park.
That's David Gutman, who is transportation reporter for the Seattle Times. We'll link you to more about what they've been doing there in Seattle at hereandnow.org. David, thanks.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.